I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the other thing that I was thinking about during the commercial break. Because I was watching the video of Brian Windhorst on Cleveland radio. And by the way, Cleveland's got to be on pins and needles with the thought of LeBron coming back to Cleveland again. And I'm watching the video and it's Windhorst saying what Solana said. You know, he says, hey, I've got sources, one who I trust, who told me it's absolutely a done deal, a city other than Cleveland. And the more, and then Jimmy just sent us something that the odds, you know, I saw Kalshi is starting to, the Heat, that LeBron ends up on the Heat, starting to rise on Kalshi, starting to rise on Bet Online, starting to rise on the Hard Rock app. So I'm kind of thinking about it. LeBron is not going to do this to Cleveland again. That's the part that I just got hung up on. LeBron is not going to let Cleveland down in the same fashion that he did 16 years ago again. He would, I think he would have nipped this in the bud. They couldn't be this tone deaf, him and Rich Paul. They couldn't be this tone deaf to flirt with Cleveland again and make it seem like he's going back to Cleveland and pull the rug out from under them again. No chance.
Nope. That's what I'm saying. I think Cleveland is by far the front runner. And it's, and y'all know, like, I've criticized LeBron in the past about emotionally and all the funny thing. We're just talking about the social media stuff he does. Yeah. But he does do emotional, he has emotional decisions. I went back to Cleveland because I had to make it right. He won a championship, that first chip. Now he goes back and book in his career with the team that drafted him, and now he finished his career. I would bet Cleveland all day, Kalshi, Hard Rock bet, whatever it is. I think LeBron will play in Cleveland next season.
If we go back to every time he's left a team, we assumed it was for X reason. We assumed he was going to LA for financial reasons, for, you know, the possibility to kind of enter the last end of his career and then who knows, right? Become a movie star, whatever, right? Like, people had these different ideas.
Space Jam 2.
Right. And when he left Miami for Cleveland, we assumed he wanted to go make things right. But the reality is he left Cleveland the first time because Miami offered him a better chance to win. He left Miami in 2014. Yes, the story of returning to Cleveland was a great one, but Cleveland offered him a better chance to win immediately than Miami did at that very moment. No. Miami could have rebuilt. Yes.
No, Hawk. No.
Yes.
Solana.
They had Kyrie. Hawk. They had Kyrie.
Kyrie
Irving.
And that big old goofy big dude. What was his name?
No.
Anderson Varejao?
No, it was Timofey Mozgov.
Timofey.
You're forgetting.
Is it
Drunas
Ilgauskas?
Kyrie Irving was at that point a clear-cut all-star, or going to be an all-star for sure.
But this is before Chris Bosh had the blood clots.
Right. Yes. That's insane, Solana.
You're forgetting how that 2014 series against the Spurs ended and how difficult it was for the Heat that year to stay healthy. Dwayne Wade's knees weren't the same at that point, and LeBron made a calculated decision. The Cavs had the number one overall pick. They packaged it for Kevin Love. He had a new, younger big three in Cleveland. And that team immediately was better than the Miami Heat were going to be the following year. Doesn't mean they couldn't have competed in the future. Pat Riley would have been able to rebuild that roster, I think, for sure, around LeBron James. But immediately, that was a better situation for him to win. They were in the NBA Finals 4 years in a row with that situation. And then when he went to LA, he won a title in 2 seasons. They were able to go get Anthony Davis. Already a better situation because Kyrie Irving had left and Kevin Love was clearly no longer the player that he was before. So I refuse to believe that LeBron James is making decisions based on the emotions of fan bases, this he's season, making.
This season. I'm with you in the past. I don't agree with you that that Cleveland team was better equipped to win than the Heat with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron all coming back. But regardless, I'm saying to you,
lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Bron is very aware 16 years ago, he made a huge misstep, one of his few missteps, where he left Cleveland thinking that he was coming back because he was their hometown hero, and he ended up pulling the rug out from under them. And I'm not telling you he hasn't left places since then. I'm just telling you, I don't think he would allow this to fester in Cleveland again for the last week, only to go somewhere else and have all of Cleveland upset at him again, when it's very clear he loves that city. He hates that he let them down in the first place. Again, basketball decisions aside, past departures aside, the more I think about it, he is, we talked about it earlier, he and Rich Paul are so calculated. Mm-hmm. Why would they open themselves up again to people burning his jerseys in the streets again because he led them all to believe that he's coming back?
And if you're saying he's making the decision off the best, you're saying, because I disagree as well, Bosh, Wade, and what he can do and what Pat can do, that was a better roster than what he went with Kyrie and Timothy Mosboff and
telling you,
Kevin
I'm,
Love.
I'm but telling you, it wasn't.
He's making – your point is that he's making this decision off the best roster or off emotional connections and his hometown and going back to Cleveland, the promised school. It's all off. He's looking at rosters and saying, this is my best chance to win. I 100% disagree with that. He's looking at rosters over what looks best for my career.
Yeah, I don't. I think he wants to win, and I think there's a situation where, yes, he can compete in Cleveland, but I think to me, the situation, we've said this 10 billion times already, it's too purely a basketball decision.
Why not go to Denver then?
Yeah,
why not go play with Wimby?
Because the East is the easier path to go win a title. Like that. That's why. And if he can play with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who arguably becomes the greatest player he's ever had on as a teammate, arguably, and Bam Adebayo, and form a big three in Miami again, I think that's tremendously appealing to a guy who's in the latter stages of his career, obviously, and doesn't want to put as much wear and tear on his body.
If I thought it was based on basketball success and road to a championship, I'm with you. Miami's a much better destination than Cleveland. Much better. I just don't think that he's going to allow this to happen in Cleveland again. That's the part that I'm hung up on.
But you said it yourself, Hawk. He can still have his farewell tour in Cleveland. This doesn't have to be his final season. I don't anticipate this will be his final season.
I'm talking about the instantaneous reaction of him saying, I'm going to Miami, and people in Cleveland blowing up the sports radio phone lines again like they did 16 years ago. This guy's a bum. He's a turncoat. He's a traitor. He did it to us again.
Didn't they spray paint his gate in Cleveland when he decided to go to Miami or something?
Tore down the billboards, burned the jerseys.
He won him a ring. What else does he owe that city? He doesn't owe them anything.
But you're having a different conversation. I'm just telling you, he's setting them up to believe that he's coming back. Watch the Cleveland radio stuff. They're all believing he's coming back. I don't think he would do that to them again.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.